It is time for sports, and I'm going to go to confession with Mike Causey. Throughout my whole life, except for when he won his first Super Bowl, have been a Tom Brady hater. I didn't hate him personally. I just ended up like him because he won so much. But after sitting at home yesterday and watching Tom Brady take a Tampa Bay team that hasn't sniffed the playoffs in a long time, defeat the Green Bay Packers at home, and go to his, now listen to this, this is the 10th Super Bowl in 21 years that he's been playing, that he's going to. He's won seven of those Super Bowls. There is no more talk about who is the best. It's Tom Brady. Good morning there, Mike.
Good morning.
His record just speaks for itself.
I love every minute of it.
Yeah.
There's so many Brady haters. I'm so happy he won again yesterday. I'm so happy people are crying in the streets. Tom Brady won again. It's beautiful.
You know, how can they cry in the streets? When you see an athlete, it's like watching a Michael Jordan, a Bill Russell, a Wilt Chamberlain, a Hank Aaron, who is just...
He superseded all those names.
Yeah, he's just the best year after year after year after year. Think about this, folks. Almost 50% of his career, he's been in the Super Bowl. And out of those Super Bowls, he's won 70% of them. If it wasn't for the Giants, the guy would just be about 99.9%.
I love the fact that there were a bunch of people in September saying, in August, oh, why is he going to Tampa? He's just hanging on. He should just retire. Yeah. I got two words for them people, and yeah. It's not happy birthday.
When you look at it, you have to be glad you're alive to see it, all right? He plays at a level. And folks, he's 43. He's 43. Now, quarterbacks don't get hit as much as they used to, but it doesn't matter. He's 43 in a young man's game. He can play the game. And you know what else, Mike? He gets along with younger players.
And people say he whines too much. Well, I can go all the way back to the 80s to the godfather of whining. His name was Dan Marino. How many Super Bowls did he win?
There's just, you know.
They all whine. They all cry.
But
this guy produces, and that's the name of the game.
I put up on my Facebook page yesterday. Let's all stop talking about it now. The question has been answered several times over, whether you want to believe it or not. We're watching the greatest football player who's played. He's just, his stamina, his consistency is absolutely unbelievable. That's all you can say.
People say, Tampa Bay stacked the team. They did, besides Gronkowski and Brady. Who'd they get?
They got the same defense.
And I think they were saying how Gronkowski was out of his mind for coming back after being out of the game for so long, too. There's a lot of crow being served to a lot of people for breakfast this morning, and I think it's a beautiful thing.
All right. On the other hand, it happened what I expected to happen. Kansas City ran away. Buffalo really lost that game when they recovered that fumble and they couldn't get a second touchdown. That really led greatly to their demise. But Kansas City just keeps coming at you with their offense. They just keep coming and coming and coming.
Can't say anything about it. I was watching Endgame with the Avengers. It was a good movie. A lot of people that it was. Just leave it. It was a good movie. So I have no idea what happened. I flipped it on at the end during a commercial, and I saw there was like fights going on.
Yeah.
So I don't know what transpired there, but I'll be wearing my Tampa Bay Buccaneer hat in 2 weeks because I want to see Kansas City get spanked.
Well, if there's one team that can do it now, because I tell
they're home.
Yeah,
it's a home game.
Yeah, it's and also how the young player, how all the other players on the team accept him as a leader and stuff like that. He's anyways.
How could you not?
I know. I just.
It's like saying, okay, you're in the army. You're 18 years old, and you find out General Patton is your leader. I mean, hello.
It's just, yeah, I'll stop gushing because I'm not a big, I wasn't a New England fan, I wasn't a huge Tom Brady fan, but you know what, when I after the game was over and I looked at his record, and about 50% of the career he's wound up in the Super Bowl, and out of those games, he's won 70% of them, and if you do take those two games away from the Giants that beat him in the Super Bowl, the guy would win 90% of the Super Bowls he's been in. Come on. It's over.
And in both of those games, there were guys wide open that dropped passes, and if they caught them, they went.
Yeah. It's over. It's over. There's no more discussion.
Well, it's over now.
Yeah. There's no more discussion.
You got the picture of him with rings on a whole bunch of fingers smiling. I don't think there's anybody else can do that.
He plays another 2 years. He's going to have to grow another finger.
Let him.
No,
it's going to be interesting to see that if they win, if he retires or not. I wouldn't.
No, I tell you what. It's just absolutely, absolutely. That's, I know I'm talking a lot about football this morning, but you can't help but talk about Tom Brady.
To talk about.
Yeah. You can't just help. You can't. When you see the greatest player play at his level for so long, you just have to finally sit down and say, come on, people, start understanding about this guy's talent. So
it's like going back 100 years and watching Babe Ruth.
Yeah, no, it really is. It is. He has changed the quarterback position. He has the way he plays. He's just amazing. And I take nothing away from Mahomes, but he's a young kid. He's got another 20 years to go to see if he can do that over a 20-year period.
Brady's got no legs.
No.
He's not a runner. He's an old-fashioned pocket quarterback. He wins championships. When all of these other prototypical, the quote-unquote, new quarterbacks, when they win 6 or 7, let me know. Until then, they're nothing but a flash in the pan.
That first touchdown pass he threw, did you see that drop right in?
All of them.
I mean, just... You can't see it.
I particularly liked the... It was near the end of the game, and the announcers were getting all giddy all over themselves that Brady may lose. And he threw the tight end screen to Gronkowski, and he just pummeled people and got a big first down. That was a beautiful thing to see.
And you know, I love Aaron Rodgers, and he's a great quarterback.
Oh, no doubt.
But just take a look at the two. Just take a look at the two and their records. Okay, that's how good. That's how much better Tom Brady is than the rest of the NFL.
And talking about the game of itself, near the end of the game when Green Bay was trying to make a comeback, how do you kick a field goal in that position? You got to go for a touchdown.
Yeah, you
can't kick a field goal. Because then it puts you in the point that you have to score a touchdown at the end. You need to get the points when you can get them. And Green Bay never got a chance to get any more points. And then, the announcers being announcers start, red boarding. Well, what if this and what if that? Sit down. Brady beat you. Yeah. You hate it. Too bad.
So it's going to be a Tampa Bay versus Kansas City in 2 weeks.
Home game for Tampa Bay.
Yeah. The Knicks lost. The Rangers lost. I think the Devils won. I'm not sure. Over the course of the weekend.
I think the Devils beat the Islanders.
Yeah. But other than that, there's not much else. How'd your horse racing do this weekend?
We didn't pick anything. I wasn't here.
No, but just in general, because I know.
We could talk about horse racing for a minute.
Yeah.
The owners of racehorses that go into stakes race need to boycott horse racing. You can't ride with a whip, and you can't use Lasix anymore. As a bettor, I can't bet the race. If I'm looking at past performances of horses that have run on Lasix since they were born, basically, and now all of a sudden you have to take that equation out, how can you bet on a race? You can't, because you're not betting on horses' performances now. You're betting on guessing which horse can run without Lasix. And if people don't know what Lasix do to horses, it helps them breathe better. And if they can't breathe, they can't run. So horse racing's going right down the crapper real, real fast. Because of all these people going out there banging the drums in the pot saying it's cruelty to animals. Well, these horses are born to run. And if you can administer a drug to them that helps them run better because of a breathing problem, all more power to it. If horse racing got up off their derrieres and did the right thing with drug testing, which they ignore, and I told you who was cheating for years, and all of a sudden it was an apocalyptic event when you found out these guys were cheating. Well, guess what? There's more cheating. Do the job, get rid of these people, and let the horses run on the things that make them run. How can you bet on a race not knowing if the horse can run, period? There was a bunch of stakes races at Gulfstream this weekend. There were some in California. I didn't bet on them. I couldn't bet on them because I like money. I don't like throwing money away. If I don't know if a horse can run, why would I bet?
Here's what I'll say about horse racing. I never was a big fan. I'm a fan now. And I went to Saratoga for my first time many years ago, and I went into the museum there, and there's a chart that's there that traces back the lineage of horses, okay?
Yeah, it's a round yeah. graph.
And you see this and you say, well, it's like the horses in New York City that carry the cabs. These horses are trained specifically to do this.
What they're here for is to run.
And that's exactly what they're here for. Enough said about that.
But the owners need to unite
yeah.
because they have the product. Without the product, there's no racing. Don't put your horses in the entry box until they get rid of this stupid rule. If you show up for a stake race and you go to because people enter their horses into stake races. If you open up the box and there's no names in it, guess what? You can't have the stake race. If you do this for a month, this thing will change, because if they don't have stake races, they won't have horse racing. It's a ridiculous rule.
All right. Well, with that being said, what a one of the best Monday mornings for sports we've had in a long time.
Yeah, sure.
All right, Mike.
And like I said last week before, I couldn't make a Friday. I had a big problem in school. Like I said earlier last week, whoever wins the Green Bay Tampa game wins the Super Bowl. I'm standing pat with that.
I agree with you on that. All right, we'll see what happens with the rest of this week. But if sports doesn't pick up or something big doesn't happen, we'll speak to you on Friday.
Sure.
All right, Mike.
Have a good one.
Take care. Mike Causey with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.